With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. At New York's Pierpont Morgan Library, a document described as the most important single printed piece of paper in the history of the United States is on display. It's the first printing, first state, of the Declaration of Independence.
It's probably the finest copy known. We think that they printed about 50 or 60 copies of the Declaration, and 22 of them now have survived.
That's Herbert Cahoon, Morgan's curator of autographed letters and manuscripts. The Declaration was run off on July 4th, 1776. A manuscript version in the National Archives is something else.
That was what they call engrossed, written out by a professional penman sometime later than this document. This they wanted printed right away, and they took it to John Dunlap, who was a newspaper printer in Philadelphia. And just they stood by while he sent it through the press.
The Morgan's copy was acquired through the Robert Wood Johnson Jr. Charitable Trust, which paid $313,000 for it at auction in 1982. The document had been in the possession of a Pennsylvania family.
This was owned by Mr. Benjamin Chu, who was a judge at that time, and just one of those happy people who just saved everything for posterity. Much to our gain.
Where are the other 20 or so surviving copies?
Most of them are in libraries, historical societies, and so on. And some of them, unfortunately, are incomplete. Parts have been torn away or have been damaged in some way. Some of them are just fragments.
Morgan Library curator Herbert Cahoon, who says the Declaration is permanently displayed, along with the first draft of the U.S. Constitution and the only known copy of George Washington's first Thanksgiving proclamation. Incidentally, on that day in 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was run off, over in England, King George III wrote in his diary, "Nothing important happened today." With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.